Hello, and welcome to the Search CIO Midmarket.com podcast. I am Mickey Onwadinjo, the editorial assistant. With us today is Doug Fay, the Chief Technology Officer of Cinemark Holdings Incorporated, the world's highest attended motion picture exhibitor and your local movie theater. Hi, Doug. Thank you for joining us to discuss Cinemode, a new free feature located inside Cinemark's mobile app. Who came up with the idea to design an app component that discourages moviegoers from utilizing their mobile devices during movie screenings?
Well, this was really a marketing-led initiative. The primary complaint that we get at Cinemark theaters is texting, and how are we going to address the texting issue in our theaters? It was, I think, somewhat ingenious, that they came up with this Cinemode idea, because you're kind of taking the device that is causing all the problems and using it for you rather than against you. So kind of very similar to, when you get on an airplane and the, attendant comes over the speaker and says, okay, the door is closed, please put your phone away or put it in airplane mode. It's the same thing, with the movie theater. Now that the movie trailers are starting and the movie's about to start, please put your phone in cinema mode and stop using it and quit texting and enjoy the movie. So same philosophy.
Does cinema mode work like airplane mode by disabling text messages, Wi-Fi, 4G, and phone calls?
It does not. Really what happens is that it dims the screen, but it doesn't jump into the OS of the phone and dim it automatically. It's really more that it's a graphic that's more dim. The actual screen is, a graphic that is dark. And then it prompts the user to put their phone in vibrate mode, but it doesn't actually put the phone in vibrate mode. There's certain things that iOS and Apple will let developers get to, and vibrate mode and putting the phone itself into like an airplane mode where you can't get texts or phone calls, they don't offer that up to the apps. I believe in Android you can get to, more of a volume control. We didn't go that far with it. We just more or less said, here on the screen it's dim, and we're prompting them to put their phone in vibrate.
Does Cinemode detect phone usage during a movie screening?
It does. The primary detection that it's aware of, that it knows if like the home button is pushed. So let's say you put your phone in Cinemode. As long as the app, and let's say your phone goes into a lock screen, that's all fine. You come out of that lock screen, you're still within the app. But if at any point you decide to hit the home button, it basically negates Cinemode and says, okay, you were using your phone for something else. We don't know what it was being used for. Could have been a phone call, could have been used for texting, could have been just going into another app. But that act of hitting the home button basically says, okay, you're doing something that we would prefer you didn't use your phone in the theater, and that's why.
Can you give the audience an example of some of the rewards that Cinemode offers? How quickly can they be redeemed, and can prizes be revoked?
Well, the very first reward is a free drink. I forget the size on it. I'll say medium or regular size drink. So just by downloading and doing Cinemode during a movie, your very first reward would be a free beverage. After that, they've got, the promotions change weekly, and it could be a free hot dog, it could be, candy, it could be discounts off popcorn. It's usually related to some sort of concession item. So the actual, what's really, I think, slick about Cinemode is that we don't require you to sign up and be a registered user to get your reward from using Cinemode. We didn't want to put that as an obstacle for customers, because we didn't want them to feel like, hey, we're just trying to climb our registered user base. We really wanted Cinemode to be about, look, not texting and enjoying the movie and getting rewarded for that. And so the reward is tied to the device ID. So each phone has a device ID, and the reward is actually tied to that ID. Now, if you there's definitely a benefit for registering, because let's say you lose your phone, let's say you switch phones, that's going to be a different device ID. And so if you want those rewards to go with you, then obviously register, be a registered user. We'll not only tie it to the device ID, but we'll really also tie it to now that registered user, and all those rewards will go with you if you change to a different phone.
And can prizes be revoked?
No. No, I mean, basically they either expire from not being used, but they're not revoked.
How many Apple and Android downloads has the app received?
I don't think, at this point I can't share the actual numbers, but I will say that we've seen, a double-digit percentage increase in downloads from customers wanting to experience it, wanting to take advantage of it, wanting to get the rewards, wanting just to play with it and see how it is. So we definitely have seen a noticeable climb in our downloads on both Android and Apple. And, I think also you tie that also to the fact that, we're doing on-screen promotional advertising, before the movie starts, prompting users to put their phone in cinema mode, by downloading the app. That's kind of also gotten the exposure and the and the interest of people to try to download the app and try it out. So,
what kind of feedback have you gotten for the app?
Positive. I mean, our customers, our number one complaint was, texting, and that's what was driving them kind of away from the theater, is that, you've got people who are picking up their phone and, talking or texting during a movie, and that bright light in a dark auditorium is distracting, and it takes away from the escapism of the movie. So it's been very positive feedback that, customers are very thankful that we're trying to do what we can to address it, and we're just not ignoring the problem. We're trying to actually use technology, and we're trying to use the phone itself, the culprit, for us rather than against us. So it's been very positive. Again, we have challenges, for those users who didn't, who tried it and didn't receive their reward, maybe because of a connectivity issue with the inside a auditorium. It can be sometimes difficult to get a 3G connection, and we're working through that to try to, in later versions of this app, to make sure that everybody who does it properly stays in cinema through the movie, don't use their phone, that they'll definitely get a reward. And we're working towards addressing types of issues like connectivity issues. So,
are you at all concerned that you can't reach people who don't have smartphones?
Well, yeah. I mean, this definitely is a an app smartphone required program. So, but at the same time, I think you're seeing just look at industry trends, and you're seeing a lot of customers. The barriers getting into smartphones are coming down. The prices of smartphones have definitely come down. Android base has definitely grown quite a bit. So I think that although this might be an issue for some customers, I think that, over time we should see that, you're probably going to have, the majority will have smartphones.
Are there any other motion picture exhibitors following suit and adopting this technology or similar features?
We haven't heard of any, and I believe we are trying to put some sort of copyright or patent out on the approach. Although I think it's a great idea, for all the exhibitors to look at, I haven't heard of anybody moving forward with another cinema type of effort.
What is your biggest takeaway for implementing this new app component? And how does Cinemode set Cinemark apart from other motion picture exhibitors?
Yeah, I would probably sum it up in that, we believe that Cinemode is kind of it separated Cinemark in the eyes of our customers from our competitors, because we're addressing the number one complaint in our theaters, which is texting. Cinemode also encourages customers to download our app. So we're definitely getting a bump in the amount of downloads compared to our competitors. So, and we're hopeful that over time, as Cinemode and the app matures, that we'll have a better line of communication with our customers. That we'll have the ability to do more in-app messaging with them, more geofencing around our theaters, and so. We see this only growing in all kinds of different directions, but it's definitely a distinguisher in the market compared to other exhibitors.
Thank you for your time today, Doug. This has been Mickey Onwadinjo, Editorial Assistant of Search CIO MidMarket.com, with Doug Fay, Chief Technology Officer of Cinemark Holdings Incorporated.